If you ever search for a group to train or run with, you know it can be a tedious task. Most people look for a group that matches their fitness needs and schedule, and if they're lucky, a group where they can meet a few new friends. Finding a group that at least have two of those qualities is gold, but some people are lucky enough to find a group that has all three plus more. Nicole Klein, a runner from Austin, Texas, was fortunate enough to find such a group. But what was unique about Nicole's case is she found them by accident. What's even better is the group she found would help her get through a difficult time in her life. In this week's show, Nicole shares her running story with me.
I'm originally from, born and raised right outside Chicago, Illinois. I found myself, I relocated to Texas about, I think it's been about 12 years now. I've lived in many different cities throughout Texas, and now I'm in Austin currently for work.
Wow. So you went from the cold to the heat?
Yes. Yes.
How's the weather in Texas these days?
You know, I've actually acclimated really well. I love running in the heat. Like, even when it's 100 degrees, where most people would think it's unbearable, I love it. I love being so drenched after a hard run that you could literally wring your clothes out. I'm such a wimp to running in the cold now.
Okay.
I haven't been back home to Chicago since 2017. Usually my mom comes down here. She likes to escape the, you know, the cold. So she always visits. So I really don't go up there as much anymore. But I do love Chicago in like the fall and during Christmas.
I think both sites, from what I know, has a really good running scene. How is the running scene in Texas?
Yeah, there's so many people. Like yesterday on the trail, I think it was more runners than bikers. It's really nice to be surrounded by so many people that are out there and being active.
Okay.
No matter the weather. So, you know, a lot of runners in Chicago, a lot of runners in the different cities I've lived in Texas. Like, you're never short of finding a group to run with.
You're an oncologist, correct?
I work in oncology. I'm not an oncologist. I'm a clinical research coordinator. So we do phase one clinical trials.
Now, that also sounds like a very, very demanding job. So how do you balance your running time with social life and work life? How do you manage to get everything done?
Well, pretty much the social life is non-existent. So I work and run. Running is my social life.
Okay.
I haven't balanced it, actually. I just moved here. I used to work in our San Antonio clinic. And they needed help here. So I relocated. I do a family in Austin. So I haven't found a good balance yet because your commute is a lot. It's a lot longer than San Antonio, just due to the cost of living and, you know, all of the different components. But pretty much if I'm not working, I'm with my dogs. If I'm not with my dogs, I'm outside just trying to be active and making sure I'm still keeping up with my running. I don't have as much time for running after work as I used to, but San Antonio had a trail literally right behind work.
Oh, wow.
So I would pack my running bag, run for an hour, and then go home to my dogs.
Now, what's the dog's name?
I have two. My oldest one, she's my senior pup. I've had her since she was 8 weeks old from the shelter, and she's going to be 10. Her name is Bella. And then my little one, her name is Olive, or I call her Chunk because she looks like she has hair like Chunk from the Goonies.
Okay.
she just turned 6, and she's also from the shelter. So they're both mixed breeds of the best variety. But with my running, they both keep me sane as well. So
Okay. I am an animal lover. That's why I had to ask that question. Absolutely love that. Just based on your synopsis, you started running in your mid 20s. And you did mention how, you know, before then you saw it as a chore. How early were you introduced to running, and what was some of the experiences early that may have made that seem like a chore to you?
You know, this is so contradictory, but when I started running, it was when I was still living in Illinois, and, you know, it was, I think, the first relationship where I lived with the person, and we were both trying to run, but at the same time, I was a smoker. I was, you know, trying to smoke cigarettes and run at the same time. And I think that's what led it to be a chore. You can't run and smoke. It just, it doesn't work.
So that caused you to, I guess, a change of some of your habits with smoking. Did that make it easier to change to stop smoking? Or
it made it really easy. Now they have, so many different substitutes to get you to quit smoking. And, I started smoking as a teenager in Chicago. It was, everybody smoked Newport 100. So it was like the cool thing to do. So, but yeah, it was a really easy decision just because I didn't want to smoke. So I literally quit cold turkey.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And it sucked, but I haven't looked back and said, man, I miss this. Cause I don't.
Okay.
I don't miss smoking at all.
That's a good benefit that you receive from running. That's nothing wrong with that. So you were going through a rough patch in your life with divorce and other things when you stumbled on a running group. So how did you stumble on the group?
Yeah, it was, I had just moved from, like, I've lived a lot of places in Texas. I moved from Lubbock to San Antonio. I didn't know anybody in San Antonio, and I kind of got more into running, I would say, in like 2015. And in 2016, 2017, I decided that I really wanted to, find a way to meet people. It's hard to keep friendships when you're moving a lot and when you get older. So I had found a running group online in San Antonio, and I went to where I thought the group was supposed to meet, not knowing there was multiple groups that all met at the same gym for these early runs.
Wow.
So, not thinking, I was like, man, here's the group. I told them I had just found them and I'm going to run with them for the first time. Found out it was the completely wrong group I did not sign up for. So I was running with these people that, they had no idea who I was or why I joined the group. It was actually a grant-funded running program called the Elks Fitness Running Club. They're not, the grant money had ran out. So I got to run with them for about 2 years. It was the best group of people ever. And they helped me get to my first half marathon, which was the Rock and Roll half marathon in San Antonio. So 2017 was my first half. So not only did that help me through, I was still married at that time. It helped me through kind of the loneliness of being in the marriage, as well as trying to meet people that shared the same passion outside of, the bar scene or some of that. Cause that gets old. That wasn't where I wanted to be. And my ex at the time was an executive chef, and the restaurant industry and the bar scene was kind of where I was thrown into. That really wasn't what I have ever wanted. I wanted to be outdoors and, doing things that I enjoyed. So, and all of that just kind of started falling apart. Running was always something I fell back to. It was a healthy outlet when we have so many other outlets that you could use that are not healthy.
So you were into running prior to your marriage, is that correct? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I was always running, never really competitive. I never did any half marathons. I just kind of did it as, I just like to be outside and I liked running. My dog was young enough to where I could take her on some shorter distance, runs with me, and she liked it. She can't do it now because she's too old, and my other one is just, she's just crazy, so can't take her running.
Did your, your relationship with your husband change your relationship with running? What type of effect did your relationship have on your everyday, fitness or running?
I don't know if it caused a wedge, but I think it kind of, in a sense, did create sort of a wedge in between that, because it was something that I had found, with this running group that I was super passionate about and something I wanted to continue doing. And due to his, I think, work schedule and just lack of, caring for my passion for running, it did create a bit of a wedge, but it was something that I wasn't about to give up.
Now, you mentioned you were going through some dark moments and running saved your life. How was that? How did running save your life?
It did. So I would say, everybody goes through their darkest times, and it's never easy. Your friends try and think they're helping by saying, let's go out for drinks. But when you're in such a dark place, going out for drinks and being around all these people that are happy and not in the same point that you are in your life, I found that to not be helpful. So it was 2018. is about when it started. I was still trying to finish my master's, and it got so bad that, I had talked to my professors about dropping out. The divorce took about a year, which, it's soul sucking. You lose every part of you. You are having to recreate your entire life on your own while having to talk through lawyers for a year. And it's just, you don't feel like there's ever an end. You lose your friends. You lose your footing. You're having to realize who you are as a person without this person that you had in your life for years. At that point I had withdrawn from family, from friends. It's divorce is so stigmatized. So you don't feel like you can really reach out to your friends and family about that, because one, you don't want to bring them down. You don't want to bring them into this dark hole that you're in. So that's when I dug deep into running, and now I've done over a dozen half marathons, I think. Wow. And I have no intention of stopping. I found that during this darkness, I needed something that was constant, something that gives you this footing and stability that in every other aspects of your life you don't have. So that was my stability. That was something that I knew I could do. And if I worked hard enough, I could thrive at it. And I did. I, started placing in my age group in the top three, and, I continue to do it. This year has been a little hard due to some health issues, just I think due to, stress and everything, but don't know if I'll place. But again, even with the health issues, I still had running. I still had something to help mitigate, what chronic stress can do to the body. So
now you said that you got to the point where you're placing in some of your races. At what point did you realize you were really good at running? It's because it sounds like you were, you had some success.
Yeah, I think it was last year. I was like, something that I've just kind of done for, my mental health and sanity, and just having something that gives me some grounding is actually something that I thrive in. So I've tried to reach out and start like some local groups, not even for, for it, basically for fun, to share my passion with others that think they can't do it. Because I went from being, a runner that was smoking to kind of giving it up for a while to just somehow trying to get back into it, and now loving to do half marathons. It's my favorite distance. I've never done a full. I don't know if, I'm getting close to 40, so I don't know if that is in the cards, but I'd love to do an ultra or a trail run or just something more where it's not really about racing. It's about just kind of enjoying the scenery and what's around you.
Speaking of preference, are you a trail or roads, or no preference at all when it comes to your the scene or surface that you like running?
I like trails, although they don't like me. I had a bad fall last year. I still have scars from it. So usually it's gravel or road. I don't like to run alongside cars. So my long runs, I really try and find a trail that's not along the road.
Now, you say you're starting groups. Is it just something, your spare time you're looking to do and starting your own running groups?
Yeah, I've tried. It's hard to connect with people, I guess, locally, even though Austin is so big. There's so many different parts of, there's the north and the south. And although there's been interest, there hasn't really been the footing to actually make people show up.
Okay.
So I've hit a lot of issues with that. So there's the interest is there, but actually getting it done is something that hasn't quite happened yet.
Okay. What do you like most about running?
I think it's the only time that I can be selfish, which sounds odd, but when you're in healthcare and you work with really sick people, you give every part of you. You are mentally with these people. You feel their pain. You're trying to find a way to give them a sense of hope or laughter, make them not feel good. It's hard. I've been in healthcare for over 20 years, and it's hard. You give all that you have. And then when I come home, I give all I have to my dogs to make sure that they're taken care of as well. And when you live alone, it's hard. So running to me is my time that I can be selfish and just kind of let everything out, let the stresses go. That way when I come home, whatever frustration or feelings I've had throughout the day are gone. I can just kind of
Okay.
be.
Digging into being selfish, can you elaborate on that more? I think I know what you mean, but what do you mean by it's the only time you can be selfish? In what way?
You're fully vested in yourself at that point of time. You are tapped into your breathing, your pace. You're not thinking about what you have to do at work or what bills you have to pay. It is a time where you can completely disconnect almost from being an adult. And the only thing you're worried about is, you know, how many miles am I going to get? Or, you know, is it going to be too windy on this run? Or, you know, how's my pace doing? It's just where you can tap into how you're feeling, where most of us, when you work and, you know, in just our normal day-to-day lives, you don't have time to do that. You don't have time to really check in with yourself and see how you're doing. And, you know, for me, running gives me that. It's my time to be selfish and think about whatever I need to think about or not think about.
So what are some of your future goals as it pertains to maybe running or something that crosses within it? Personally, what are your future goals?
I actually, by chance, found it's Hut Run Hut. It's in Colorado. It's where you pretty much run for fun. So it's where you can do either 10 to 25 miles per day. It's through the mountains. It sounds like it would be such an awesome adventure. I want to plan more runcations. That's kind of my goal. So this, you basically run all day, you know, you go to this hut, sleep at night, and then you do the same thing the next day. So I want to just plan, you know, running is something I love and I don't ever want to lose that. And I hope to run as long as I'm able. So my goal is just to find more places to run outside of this state I'm in. I want to travel to run. That's as crazy as that sounds. That's my goal.
That's good. Runcation. I got to use that one. That's something I think we all can use. Runcations. So my last question for you, if you had advice for a runner that's gone through similar circumstances and situations that you've gone through, knowing how running has helped you, what would it be?
That you're never alone. As alone as you may feel, you're never alone with running. You're surrounded no matter where you go. You know, so you're always supported. Even if you don't know the people running around you, you know, they always say hello or a friendly, you know, friendly wave or something as you're passing. So don't give it up. As low as you may be feeling, you know, once you step out that door, you realize that, you know, you are supported by your fellow peers and even strangers that you don't even know.
Well, Nicole, thanks for joining my podcast today. And thanks for sharing your story. Sounds like you have some awesome stuff going on and races ahead. So I wish you luck. I wish you success in all that you do. And thanks for joining today.
Thanks. Good luck with you too.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. If you like what you heard, you can follow me on www.rvarunningman.com. Until next week, be safe on the roads and trails. Talk to you later. Peace.